I can gently tap the fourth wall too. The nines. Hey, everybody, and welcome to just our thoughts on Deadpool and Wolverine. It's Fried Rice Podcast. It's me, Andy Rice. It's Austin Farrell.
Yep.
It's Zach Equally. God damn it. It's Mike Larson.
Hey.
And it's Brennan. Shipley up to Boston.
Hello.
You always get the proper introduction.
I like how you sped the end up, though, to keep it going fast.
Yeah, I know. We've all seen Wolverine just came. Well, Deadpool Wolverine came out last week. This is going to be just a quick little our thoughts on it. I'll go first. I fucking loved every second of it. I mean, it's funny. It's an inside joke. I saw a few reviews online where they're like, it's too much of someone. I will say someone nailed it when they said it's Studio H the movie. And that's 100% true. It's like basically you have to have done your homework for everything to pay off. For this movie, like, I bet you could be a casual Deadpool fan, having just seen the first two, having seen none of the other properties, no X-Men's, no Wolverines, no Blades, no...
Most importantly, Loki.
Yeah, no Lokis, right? Like, if you go into this blind, I could be like, I could see maybe most of it not paying off, but then enough action to keep you hooked. But if you are a diehard fan, like myself and like a lot of people, like a lot of you here, and I'm caught up on everything. I've seen all the movies that lead up to this. All the X-Men, all the Wolverines, all the fucking Deadpools and the Blades and the Lokis and everything. It paid off in such a huge fucking way. It was like the end of Endgame, right? It's like everything led to this point of just fucking badass, funny movie. Opens great, ends great. I love everything in between. The Wolverine-Deadpool fights, every time they fight each other, was awesome. And I love that they did Sabretooth dirty by just, you know, giving him a super quick death. And, of course, Johnny Storm is the best fucking twist of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny Storm's a potty mouth, too.
Yeah, he's a potty mouth.
He's
best end credits, yeah. Best post credits of all time.
Yes.
Yeah. Loved it.
Me? Yeah. So I went and saw this at a really nice theater that had, like, reclining seats, like electric ones, and really shitty popcorn buckets and everything, too. The opening scene where... he's digging up Logan, and he's using his skeleton to fight off all these guys. Fucking brilliant. So hyped. Backstreet Boys? Or was it NSYNC? That's NSYNC.
NSYNC, yeah.
Fucking
bye, bye, bye,
bye,
bye. Right?
Doing the actual dance moves. Fucking fantastic. What are you doing? Oh,
he's...
No, I got the shitty ones. You guys got the nice ones. The one I went to...
Yeah. Although
I went to had Walmart ones.
The one I went to, they had sold out of the really good popcorn buckets 1 hour before we got there. He's literally like, last one just went about an hour ago. And their popcorn bucket wasn't the one from Regal or AMC. AMC had the one where it looks like you fist their mouths when you're like putting your fist in. It's like a big open gaping hole of Wolverine and Deadpool's mouths. And it's like a funny nod to the Dune buckets where you had to shove your hand into like the pit. But the one that Regal had is actually, I think, even better. It was, no. The ones we got are not the cool ones. Yes, what I'm saying. These are not the cool buckets. We got the lame buckets that they sold out of the good ones. The good ones were baby Deadpool on a chair as the popcorn bucket, a big baby Deadpool. So the whole bucket's a big baby Deadpool.
They had a bunch of different ones. If you just look on eBay, you can see like a shit.
I don't know. I love this one.
Mine
reuse it.
I'm gonna reuse it.
It's gonna be a great little trash can.
Mine was even worse.
Yeah,
mine was even worse. It was just a plain bucket and a plain cup
that
just had them things printed on.
I got it worse than yours. Mine was a bag.
Dude. A tier list for Deadpool popcorn collectibles.
No, it didn't even have Deadpool on there. It was just the bag of the movie.
Yeah, mine was like, yeah, just the large bucket, the regular large bucket. Exactly. Well,
yeah.
Like the only thing they had available at the Riverside when I went was they had like alcoholic tumbler drinks, and they were like a small little drink for like $40 or something like that. And I was like, yeah, first of all, I don't really drink. Second of all, like, no.
But was it Deadpool Wolverine themed?
It was like a glass Deadpool Wolverine, but it was small. It was a small glass.
When I got to the front and I buy the combo, the popcorn bucket soda. And then I'm like, I would like to get one more cup, please. And they say, nope. And I'm like, what do you mean nope? They're like, you have to get another fucking combo. You have to spend another $45 on another large popcorn. And this is literally the two people I went with. I was like, oh, yeah, you can share my popcorn. Both of them go, we don't like popcorn. And I'm like, what? So I'm sitting there with a large popcorn by myself because I need the bucket. But then I see a lot of other people with just a large popcorn bucket on their lap. But then I was like, I can't justify buying two. I can't spend $70 right now on Deadpool merch, which is just two cups.
I had to spend $70. I had it because I had my grandkids with me. Two grandkids. I had to buy.
But you got then a Wolverine and a Deadpool topper?
No. They were out, so I only got Deadpool.
Oh,
they were out of Wolverines. I don't think they thought the Wolverines were going to be as, they didn't order as many.
So my take on the movie. okay, this is going to be controversial, but I think it was the weakest of the three. Still, absolutely fantastic. I hold them all up really high. It's just they threw in like little things here and there that were. Stop shaking your fucking head, Mike. God damn. God.
Are you having a bad week?
Contrarian Mike over here. Fuck.
Mike is not being contrarian thinking Deadpool's amazing, by the way. That's you, buddy. You're the one with the hot take right now.
It's very clear that this was like a big wanting to fix everything. Adding Deadpool to the MCU and having it make sense is complicated for just almost infinite amount of reasons. And it seems like they were more focused on that than like giving him more freedom. It's like first he wants to join the MCU, he can't. Then he goes to the TVA, then they send him to the Void, then he goes to the street, and then they save everything. There wasn't a lot of playtime. They threw the cameos in there, of like all the cameos you want to see. A weird part was no one from the previous movies were in it. No Cable, no
girlfriend,
no Colossus, really, no girlfriend. She's very, very super briefly. As much as
Colossus is in it.
As much as Sam Raimi and the other guy were in that Intruder movie we reviewed months ago.
Colossus was in it. He was just
but not in a helpful sense. It was just Deadpool Wolverine, which I mean, yeah, it makes sense. But you know, you would think that.
But well, we've got Blade and Elektra and Johnny Storm. And
they had that team up in there. Yes.
So we got
But the weird thing about that though is that they had Toad. And Toad's not credited. And Ray Park is fucking alive. He could have been Toad. He was Darth Maul and Toad. They could have. I don't know why Disney doesn't want to associate with Ray Park anymore. It's weird.
Yeah, wait. Why wouldn't? Why don't they?
Nothing. He's not in anything. I asked him in person. I said, are you going to do anything Star Wars or Marvel? And he's like, they haven't called me. I'm totally down to do it, though. And that's it.
Huh.
I was also starstruck. I didn't have anything else prepared after waiting in line that long. I'm gonna ask him about you know, is he gonna do Darth Maul again, or is he gonna be in Star Wars, or is he gonna be in Marvel again? And he's like, well, they haven't called me, and I would do it, and that's it. Yeah, you should do it. that's all I had. I didn't have anything.
I like Darth Maul and Toad.
Look, but, like, this is, I'm not giving it even a lower rating than all the other ones. It's like, if there's an A, this is, if the other twos are A's, this is a B.9, is what I'm saying. Just some small things, and if they don't make another one.
B.9, I like that.
Yeah, B.9.
You've unlocked something in my brain that's dangerous, I think.
Not a B+, just 1 point down.
No, I know. I know what you're trying to get at. And right now, I like.
You guys looked at me like I said the fucking N-word when I said it was like, okay. Jeez.
All right. Cool.
But yeah, it was awesome. The ending, Hugh Hackman's in it. All the Deadpools show up, the variants. A lot of. What?
You said Hugh Hackman?
Yeah, because he hacks all the time. You know,
He hacks people up, dude.
Okay.
All the reference, all the different Wolverines going back through time, finding all of them.
Come on, Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill. Yeah, that was great.
Fuck you, DCU.
I liked Age of Apocalypse. Wolverine was cool. The one with like the no hand in the alleyway. Like, I loved that whole sequence.
Accurate Wolverine.
I wish they. Yeah. No, but that's not comic accurate Wolverine. It's
Short King. Yeah.
Short King Wolverine. Is that a meme?
No,
because
no.
Here's the thing.
Wolverine's really short.
No, he's 5'3 or 5'4, right?
Yeah.
That's not really short.
It is, but wait, and hold on. Here's another thing. This is one of those silly things. He's 5'3 in the comics. He's drawn differently by every artist. Like, he definitely stands either, like, he's probably a little shorter than most when they draw him, but he's not like a midget. You know what I mean? Like, there are shorter people than him in the like he's always taller than Jubilee when they're hanging out. And she's a teenage, well, like she's a young woman of normal height. So like he's taller than a normal woman of normal height. So it's like he's not too. He's probably like.
But he's always drawn kind of hunched, so like he's getting ready. So a lot of it is he looks smaller because of the.
But what I'm saying is, that's the one part where I feel like they should have given us something different. The short Wolverine, as funny as it was a stupid joke. It was just a stupid joke that didn't land. Giving us a weird CGI monstrosity, Hugh Jackman, like it just didn't look good. It wasn't funny, and.
It was funny.
I was gonna say our theater erupted. And it was full.
It was a nice little,
Yeah.
I don't think it was very funny.
Another reason I think there's something with Ray Park and Disney, they kept these cameos so secret with way bigger stars. Fucking Channing Tatum, Wesley Snipes, who's Jennifer Garner?
Yeah.
All these
Chris
cameos.
Evans.
Chris fucking Evans. All these cameos. And
not my favorite Chris.
So under wraps. But they couldn't get Ray Park in there?
He must have done something.
It's one of two things. Either they mentioned, oh, there's like four Punishers. Thomas Jane, he doesn't want anything to do with Punisher anymore, so they couldn't get him in there for any reason.
They could have got Ray Stevenson.
That would have been.
Wouldn't
you have been so psyched if Thomas Jane showed up as Punisher? Wouldn't
I
that
like
be
the
just,
other guy better?
Just as hype as the intro to the movie with the back. The
I like War Journal Punisher better. I would have preferred him.
And we may find out later things are cut out. We may find out. I mean, there's only so many cameos you can do.
Okay, so then three things. Either it was cut out, one. Two, these guys have been out for so long, and then they realize, oh, I want that Marvel money, and they ask for something outrageous to be in the movie. They want to be a part of it. Or three, they did something, and Disney just can't. Right. It's like you're just going to get canceled immediately. As soon
like
as you're
Ray
in the spotlight,
Park.
Everyone's going to look into everything.
Yeah, Ray Park probably like hit a guy with his car.
He argues with people online. I follow him.
Oh.
But not anything serious. Like
he might have just anti-trans views. And
it might just be because episode one considered like the first Star Wars.
No, they've totally retconned that.
Oh, yeah, but at the time when it came out, you know, now it's
looked at. Are you a sequel trilogy lover?
Even Hayden Christensen is getting love again.
And Ewan McGregor.
But, I mean, he went through, 20 years of hell? Like,
hell?
I'm gonna
Star Wars money and international fame and acclaim?
Wait, we're going down that Star Wars rabbit hole.
What's your thoughts on Deadpool?
Zach? Mine are pretty close to Asta. I think it is the weaker of the three movies. It's enjoyable. I would rate it a little bit higher than Austin, I think.
B.9.5?
A-, you know, it's kind of like teetering, you know?
You said B-?
No, I said A-.
Oh,
like,
A-.
The other ones were like A-pluses. I even think the second one's less than the first one.
You think the first one's the best?
I enjoy the first one the most.
I usually tend to find the origin stories boring once you've seen them. Like, I know that his is funny throughout, but I feel like even that, it's like, oh, God, he gets cancer, he gets sick, he goes to the government agency, he gets the powers, blah, 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 blah. That's just too much. It's, just like Iron Man, it's like, I want him to just start Iron Manning. I almost don't even like the war stuff anymore where he's, like, building the first suit. Your nipple's exposed. I need you to cover that bad boy up. All right. Thank you. Well, I mean, look, it's just literally it was just staring at me like, I don't know why you wore that shirt where your nipples could be so easily exposed, you son of a bitch.
That nipple.
Yeah.
So anyway, nipples. That's
all I can do. I keep looking at where your nipple could be. it's like Schrodinger's nipple.
See, that's another thing. Funny back and forth like this, like banter and stuff, there's not a whole lot of that in this newer one.
Yeah.
Like Hold on a second.
Ones.
You're talking about like in between action, but like there's not a whole lot of you know, like in the first one where it's just like, dude, you're fucked up. Your face looks like an avocado fucked another avocado. Like, that's like a whole 10-minute, 15-minute scene.
Yeah, but
and there's no action going on. There's nothing crazy going on.
I'll tell you this,
not
though.
Not a lot of that.
Again, looking back, those jokes don't land anymore. Once you've seen the movie once or twice, those jokes don't land anymore. I bet if any time I rewatch Deadpool Wolverine, the opening fight's going to kick ass. The Wolverine Deadpool fight's going to kick ass. Like, all the action in this movie is going to make it so that I could watch this infinitely more than I could the other two.
You're comparing the action, though, to the, like, jokes. Like, there's not many jokes in the action part.
But I don't think it...
Like, the action in the first one is great.
This has more heart. As the movies have gone on, Deadpool, they've gotten more of a heart of, like, of where it's going. In the first one, it is just jokes, fucking and jokes, then he falls in love. Then the second one is he experienced heartbreak for the first time, and you see him actually have an emotional change. And then he meets Cable, who tells him that not everything's a fucking joke and that the world can be whatever, right? Now we have a grounded, I mean, literally Deadpool, before he Deadpools, he spends 7 years trying to be a regular guy. That's a setup for, like, a less funny, more emotional-ish movie. So, like, I like what they were doing. It didn't have to be funnier. But I still think it's fucking hilarious. It's one of the funniest movies ever.
And look, it doesn't matter what I think, because at the time of recording this right now, this movie is the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time.
Yeah.
Very true.
I was going to say the car scene when they're fighting, like, that scene was fantastic they're fighting in that car. And then the ending of it, Deadpool just strapped and them both just passed out. That was hilarious.
This movie is huge because the highest grossing, it was Beverly Hills Cop, then The Matrix, now Deadpool Wolverine.
Wow.
It's also, like, I don't know if, like, we're expecting more going into a Deadpool movie. You know, now that we've seen the first two, we expect they had a higher expectancy of, like, this is what I expected from this movie, and it just didn't land.
Hold the mic a little closer. Two.
Yeah. So, I don't know if it's something like that. Or
I'll tell you this. When you have to talk way louder and put that on your
mic. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You see
that.
How tiny it is? All the little quiet parts? That's you. So, I...
That was so profound what you said. Too bad nobody heard it.
Yeah, I know. I'll say that... I would have liked a little bit more shit. God, don't show me your nipple again, you son of a bitch. I would like a little bit more shenanigans throughout it. You know what I mean? Like, he had the time travel device. Does it explain him getting rid of it, or did it have a limited number of charges?
That lady takes it, I think, right? Or...
Yeah, the TVA lady takes it back. Yeah.
She took, like, the one that he had.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Got it. Okay, then that makes sense. Because I was like, why didn't he, like... I know that in the comics he has, like, a teleporter that he can, like, teleport places or whatever, sort of like Nightcrawler-esque. I wish that they maybe brought that, and that could have been a fun... I don't know. They're, like, I also wish there was a little bit more fourth wall breaking. Because I feel like by Deadpool 3, I feel like, especially at the end, the credits should have been, like, he rips open the credits. He, like, comes out of the screen or whatever, and he starts having, like a real fourth wall breaking moment, or, like, where he's trying to then kill the director of the movie or something. Because
or maybe
that
he comes out as Ryan Reynolds and really breaks the fourth wall.
Yeah, if it was Ryan Reynolds coming out and then, like, getting attacked by Deadpool or something.
They kind of did that in the turn your cell phone off thing. So they did it in a
We didn't have that in the room.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, I didn't have that either.
Hugh is, they're, like, walking through a tunnel, and then the cell phone rings, and then Hugh turns around. He's like, look, turn that fucking cell phone off. I'm going to shove it up your fucking... And it curses. He's like, whoa, come on, Disney's not ready for that yet. And they walk away. It was funny.
That's great. We didn't get that one either.
I was at Regal, too.
Fuck. Okay, great. Thanks for not being... Another reason, fuck movie theaters, dude. Fuck them. You're not going to give us the same treatment in each one. We don't get all same. Okay.
You got the cool buckets. I got the opening
shitty
thing.
Buckets, but you got...
At least you have a physical item to take with you and be proud of.
I got a bag.
I got a
fuck
moment,
you both.
I got a momentary feeling of superiority just now. That's all I got.
Yeah. Well, fuck, dude.
We get to keep that feeling of superiority forever.
I just wish that movie theaters just didn't exist. Mike?
Well... I definitely disagree with you guys. Not in the your grades are fine. They're A-, B.9, whatever. I mean, but I'm 11 out of 10. I mean, this is to me was better than the first two. And I don't know if it's. I think probably for me it was the all the history of it. I mean, getting Blade, getting the real Elektra, getting all the actual characters coming back in play. To me. The feeling of that in the theater, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm like welling up when I get those characters. When it, when it's the flame on moment, Jesus Christ.
When I saw Blade,
I mean, you cannot tell, I'm not sure there's been a better moment in a movie than that flame on moment.
I laughed so hard at that. I bought
forgot.
Into it.
I do not think.
I forgot he was Johnny Storm.
Yeah. I do not think. I have not seen a single scene that gave me a better feeling than when he says, okay, Cap. And then he goes, flame on. There is not a better feeling I've had in a movie theater ever. So I can't, you know, I can't.
The problem I had was right when he said flame on, I'm like, that's not going to work against pyro. And then immediately it didn't work against pyro. But I was like, it's so stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. I like, my brain was just like, oh, Johnny Storm. And it's like, no, wait, that's pyro. What are you doing, Johnny Storm? I know you haven't had to fight because one's X-Men and one's Fantastic Four,
right,
and the streams don't cross, but that's pyro. And you must know it because they have a back and forth. So that's like one of the actually most plot-holy parts of the whole movie. Because he should have just flown away.
Well, Johnny Storm was an arrogant
person. He's arrogant. Yeah, it fits the character.
So it fit that character really well. Character.
It doesn't fit the character. If you're looking at the growth that Johnny Storm makes in Rise of the Silver Surfer, he definitely makes strides to become more part of the family and become more of a party boy.
With his family, so he could have gone back to his arrogance.
Yeah,
I don't think he would make the reverse because he's a hero, especially part of the Fantastic Four, Johnny Storm.
He's in the Void.
I thought the way they did the Void was great, how they had all those characters in the Void, because we don't know.
My favorite's Gambit.
I mean, Gambit was amazing. The whole
I wouldn't mind seeing a Channing Tatum Gambit.
The movie?
I
wouldn't either.
I clipped you talking about it in one episode.
Oh, yeah. I've been wanting that.
You're like 3 years ago, I saw that there was a Gambit
his
movie
fighting
coming
style
out. I
was
so excited.
Yep.
3 years later, no fucking Gambit movie.
Yeah, still no Gambit movie.
Yeah.
Fox.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd want a whole Gambit movie.
I would
totally take in a Deadpool 4 Gambit having a big part of it. Like Deadpool 4, if there were to be a Deadpool 4, if they were going to call like Deadpool versus the Avengers or something, like, right? Because that would be the way to do it. Is we get another Avengers movie and then we do Deadpool versus the entire Marvel universe. Deadpool versus the MCU is the
Deadpool
next movie we should get.
Deadpool kills the MCU.
And then he goes and kills, like, he goes after Ed Norton's Hulk. He goes after
that should be the last MCU we get. Like, so
yeah,
when it starts declining in like profits and stuff, that's when we should get the
This did jumpstart it, which kind of led to why I think I'm giving it a B.9 is I've seen everything. The only things I haven't seen from Marvel are the Marvels and like that's it, really, actually. I just haven't seen the Marvels movie.
What are you missing out? It's pretty good.
Superhero fatigue might be kind of a real thing, because you know all this stuff, and so you're doing all this math in your head while you're watching, instead of maybe, have you seen every fucking little thing? WandaVision, Loki,
I haven't. Yeah, I didn't finish Loki. So, like, half that stuff, I was like, oh, what's this dude? My wife has finished all of this, because I haven't seen past Age of Ultron on fucking the Avengers.
What?
Yeah. I'm just curious.
I'm just curious why Thor was holding Deadpool. That's what I want to see.
Why is Thor crying?
It's superimposing from something else. That wasn't.
No, that was his face on there.
That was a
future event that I was also pissed we didn't get. Like, I thought that was going to happen in this movie. That's what it should have been. Because it was showing. During the end credits, again, for the entire end credits, it should have been either Deadpool multiverse traveling, eventually getting to the part where he's crying with Thor over him, so that we do see that it happens, but it's like a multiverse, so it doesn't really happen. But, or Deadpool hooking up with Lady Deadpool would be great. You know what I mean? Like, all the stuff.
He did that night. But that's not the point.
They deep-faked his face.
We know they deep-faked the actual video.
That's fine, but the thing is, it's supposed to be, like, way later.
It is way later, and that was the exposition, and that was just exposition. That was literally Marvel telling you, you're going to see that scene, but you're not going to see it for, 4 years or 5 years from now?
8 years.
8 years from now when they do the, they've got a timeline laid out. I just didn't look at it before I came. It's going to be in the next, I can't even remember the names of them, but it's the end game, the new end game that's coming in.
But you know what's going to be weird is if he shows up in Doomsday, Deadpool.
He is gonna.
And makes a reference to RDJ already being Iron Man. And I'm sure they're gonna make RDJ kind of be a tinge of Iron Man ish in it. Just evil Iron Man.
There is a Doctor Doom that is Iron Man.
It's Doctor Doom. Yeah, I think that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be funny seeing both of those guys bicker back and forth.
Yeah, but I think they have a point. Like, there is a Tony Stark that becomes Doctor Doom.
Does that Doctor Doom become God Emperor Doom?
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
Because that, you know what's going to really shock people is if it gets to Doomsday, Deadpool's there, and Doom just fucking just destroys Deadpool. Deadpool's dead, gone, forever, doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, and but Deadpool has a comic where he hooks up with Death, and Death's like, oh, I can't take you to the afterlife. And then he just goes around fucking with everything.
So. Yeah, Deadpool, amazing. So what, any other thoughts, or did you have a grade?
No, it's 11 out of 10. It's 11 out of 10.
Oh,
11
out of 10, that's what you said. Now, now we're on Brent. Oh, yeah, did we already get to you and I asked you what your grade was?
No.
Okay, yeah, here we go.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Mike. I feel like this one is, I feel like they've gotten progressively stronger. They've taken a little bit of a different turn. I love all the, you know, fuck yous 20th Century Fox they threw in there. I mean, I enjoyed the end credit scene with Good Riddance and all the behind the scene footage of them making X-Men and Fantastic Four, all the 20th Century Fox movies. But it was funny the whole way through. I definitely like, you know, how he went about finding Wolverine and then being like, this is the worst Wolverine, you know, and then just kind of, you know, the whole story. I can't wait for the soundtrack to come out. I definitely want to get the soundtrack. Great songs. All of it was fantastic. Can't wait. 11 out of 10 as well.
They're going to make him do this till he's 90.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was like such an eruption of laughter. Yeah. And then he did it again later. 90.
Yeah. Loved it.
I did read a review where someone was just like, yeah, they make the joke, but they really are going to make him do this till he's like they will do this.
Until he retires.
Now, when you say you can't wait to get the soundtrack, do you mean stream it somehow on like YouTube Music or Spotify?
Like, one thing I enjoy doing, like for my wife, is like if there's a movie with a good soundtrack, I'll get it on vinyl for her. Because she loves vinyl, so this
is... You actually meant purchase the soundtrack.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me guess, you definitely have Guardians of the Galaxy 1 through 3.
1 and 2, yes.
Those is there the a volume 3?
There is, but I haven't gotten that one. She didn't like that soundtrack as much. I loved it, but she didn't.
Oh, then don't get it for yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck me, right? You're not allowed to buy anything for yourself. You can't add to the vinyl collection. She would literally take it out and be like, I told you. I don't like this one that much. It breaks the vinyl in front of you.
The point of the vinyl collection seems like that's a gift he gives to her.
Yeah, that's for her. I don't
you
really
could
care.
Add a vinyl. I don't think she would be upset if you added one more to the perfect volume 1, 2, and 3 you have going. They'll probably even look good together.
Well, I've given her my wish list of vinyls if she wants to get some for me. And they're like Pink Floyd. And
I've been collecting
rock.
Them, too. Yeah. I go to Goodwill and look through them. I have 7 Bill Cosby vinyls. They're just... all over the place.
Are they a knockout?
And they're really cheap. I don't know why. I have no idea why.
They pay you to take them.
I heard they'll put you to sleep.
I was about to make that same joke.
I got bent over on the price.
Well, who knew that this Deadpool Wolverine would end in a Bill Cosby joke? Well, maybe you could have predicted that.
I'm surprised there wasn't one.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for joining us. This has been our thoughts on Deadpool Wolverine. I think we all genuinely loved it. A couple of us didn't think it was as strong as the first two.
I genuinely loved it.
But I think the majority of us actually did find it to be better. This is my AI recap on the comment section. When you go on Facebook, it tells you, so you don't have to go read all the comments anymore. It's like, most of the people think that it's an 11 out of 10, really good movie. A few people think it's not as strong as the first two, but they really liked it. Everyone praises the humor and the instinct. Yeah. Anyway, great. Thanks for joining us. Let's say bye all at the same time, everybody. 1, 2, 3. Bye!
Bye!
Fuck you, Zach, you son of a bitch.